Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe Patrick joins us on the WadeForIt.com hotline, as he does every Tuesday and Thursday, usually at 1:20. Joe and Will, along with our buddy Caleb Johnson, also make up the Batter Up podcast. It's available on 92.9thegame.com and where
you
get all of your podcasts. You check that out as well. They cover the Braves very thoroughly. Joe, a lot going on with the Braves. Nick Markakis is back. What about that?
Yeah, who would have thunk it, right? It's kind of a heartwarming thing after how dour the news was when he made the announcement just, a day after the players were had their intake and got summer camp started again. I think it'll be a big boost to this team from an emotional perspective for that reason. He's the guy, we talked about it all when it went down initially, but he's that guy who's the Iron Man. He's the guy that young players look up to in terms of how he gets himself prepared for games every day and how he goes about his business and really sets a professional attitude in that clubhouse. And so I think that it will be a big boost just for that. But also the fact that he brings that left-handed bat that, of course, the Braves, seem very interested in trying to, get as many of those in there as they can to try to balance the lineup when they have the flexibility to do so. So, yeah, I think he'll be a big addition. Everybody that we talked to last night after the game is happy to have him back, and I think that the Braves will be better off for it.
Best you can tell, Joe, what is the procedure from here? How does he go about getting back on the team?
So from what I understand, he's essentially, you could think of him as being a player that's on an injury list. He's on some sort of restricted list right now. And essentially, it will be up to him and the Braves as to when they want to activate him, and he will have to go right onto the active roster. And of course, when that happens, that will mean they would need to make some other move to move a guy off the active roster and send them to Gwinnett. But he will be able to come back as soon as he feels like he's ready. He says he doesn't know how long it's going to be before he feels like he's ready to put himself in a game type situation. So he'll need probably a week or so, I would think, at least, to get himself seeing some live pitching and getting himself ready to go. But then it will just be a matter of when the Braves and Markakis decide they want to pull that trigger.
I didn't know that you could do what he did. I didn't know that you could make the decision to not play and then change your mind and then make the decision. Like, are other teams dealing with this? Is baseball ready for other guys to maybe make this decision as well?
I honestly did not know either, Andy, and I put it out on Twitter asking.
I didn't want to call you out for that, but I know you did.
It seems like it's one of those rules that was flying under the radar, I guess. I mean, I think it took a lot of people by surprise yesterday that this was even a potential possibility that could happen. Who knows how many other players around baseball have submitted an application like Markakis. And I would have to think that Major League Baseball is looking at players who did decide to opt out right in those first early days when they saw the protocols that were in place and how things were going to go down. It seems like Major League Baseball would acquiesce more to accepting those based on what we've seen from Markakis, because I don't understand, it's not really clear as to what the parameters are in terms of accepting or denying these requests, but it seems like that would be an indication that some of these other players could potentially come back. We don't know any of players who have who have submitted their request for reentry, if there are any more, but I would probably think there are more around baseball who are trying to get back in.
92.9 The Game, Braves insider Joe Patrick joining us on the midday show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WaitForward.com hotline. Aside from a little blow up from Darren O'Day last night, Joe, Braves looked like the team that we thought they were going to look like in 2020. How do you explain it?
Yeah, you know, going down to play in Tampa Bay on the road, when you've been on the road for three games to open the season, and then you go to play in that really funky place in Tampa Bay in that weird dome that they've got down there. I think that kind of maybe threw off the feng shui of the team a little bit, if you want to say, because they came back obviously and beat the same team pretty handily, and everybody looked much better when they came back home and were in the friendly confines of Truist Park. So I think that it was just a matter of they seemed tired to me. Just talking to them after seeing them after these games in Tampa Bay, they just looked pretty exhausted, especially Brian Snicker, and I'm sure that he's kind of representative of a lot of the team there. So I think they were just happy to get back home, and I think that now is a really opportune time for the Braves to try to put together a role here while they've got a long homestand. You want to get out ahead of things as soon as you can this season, give yourself some comfort before things get really dicey in the middle of the season with this shortened schedule. So I think they've got an opportunity here to maybe give themselves some distance, especially with the Mets, who they will have played, seven times against each other here in the early portion of the season.
Even though Brian Snitker told us he was going to do this, whenever he takes Mike Soroka out of the game early, especially when the bullpen gives up runs, as they have in the two times he's taken him out early this year, people get mad about it. When can we expect Mike Soroka to be allowed to go deeper in games? Because clearly Mike Soroka was pitching well yesterday, 82 pitches, they take him out. How long do you think it is before they kind of stretch him out?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll start to see a natural progression from here. I wouldn't be surprised if his next time out he goes maybe 90 pitches or so. Of course, it all depends on the situation. And when he was taken out, he, had put a couple runners on base there. So I know the way I took that substitution, that relief that Brian Snicker decided to go to, was just his trust in the bullpen. Of course, O'Day kind of gave up some runs there, which kind of backfired. But Brian Snicker has been talking about how he thinks that this bullpen is one of the strengths of the team. And especially when you get a guy like A.J. Minter coming back, we saw him last night again pitch a flawless inning, looking amazing, looking like the better maybe than what we saw from A.J. Minter in 2018. If he can produce his best year of his career this year, it's going to be a huge, massive boost to the Braves because, the bullpens across baseball are going to be so important this year. So to have a guy like Minter who's got a real strikeout stuff and it looks like he's finally healthy, that's going to be a huge boost for the Braves.
Joe, we talked about it a little bit on Batter Up. We talked about it also on the air with the Folty departure, or at least departure for now. There's a big gaping hole in the Braves rotation. Obviously, we see Freed tonight, Nuke tomorrow, and then what happens on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a great question. We still don't know, and I imagine that in the next day or two, we will learn more about who's going to start that game. Tuki Toussaint's been a guy who's been floated out there as a potential, not necessarily a starter who's going to pitch a starter, give you an outing like one of these regular starters, but maybe be kind of like a pseudo-opener style. That's something that Brian Snicker brought up unprompted when he was asked about who would fill Folty's role in the rotation last night after the DFA announcement was made. So Tukey's an option. You also have Yoelis Chacin, who's an option that the Braves picked up late here in summer camp. And you've got Josh Tomlin, of course. If he's not used in these next couple games, I would think that he would definitely be an option as well. And I know Brian Snicker just really likes Josh Tomlin because he's a guy who's going to go out there and throw strikes and give the defense a chance to work behind him. And the Braves are a good defensive team. So I think that all three of those guys are looking like realistic options right now. I think it'll be pretty telling to see if any of these guys come in a relief situation over these next couple games.
Joe, great stuff. As always, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.